I'm saving a lot of money through my 401k at work, but how do I know I'm doing it the right way?
I just want to invest in companies that are doing good things.
I work hard, but I can't seem to save any money.
If we can't get any quality time, what's the point?
I'd like to give more to charity.
I'm not getting any younger.
How ridiculous.
Who's looking
that
how should
my
I
money
save for retirement? How do I know?
I'm trying to figure out where are my
kids. How am I going to pay for my kids' education?
The best things in life are free. You can give it to the birds and bees. I want money.
All right. Hello there, everybody. This is Marcus, and you are listening to The Message. It is a financial reality check personally, nationally, globally, and we certainly need it because we are in danger of being lulled to sleep, and we'll go into that in just a minute. We're excited to talk to you every week about important issues. This week, we are going to interview Martin Smith, and he is with Just Means. It's the next generation of social networking site. It's not a social networking site, folks. It's a social action networking site. Go to justmeans.com and you will find jobs, connections, all kinds of important stuff. It's more serious than your typical, networking site, and you'll find important information there. So you'll listen to that interview in the next couple of minutes, in the next couple of segments. So let me talk to you about what's happening right now, because we are in danger of being lulled to sleep. We've had a couple of days of what I call a green arrow up, because it means really very little. It's not based in reality. We still have the same problems that we had in the past weeks and months. It's just that money is now being poured into stocks. The financial system will do that. And it's of very little substance. So we have to be careful about the things that we do. And we've got manipulation. We've got $115 a barrel oil, which is cause for celebration. And all it is a green arrow up. That's what the reaction is. We've got the real estate market, which will continue to contract. Millions and millions of people are losing their homes. There's tremendous pain out there. Our response is to sell $500 homes on TV at night. And it's tragic that we don't see the families that are behind those homes who are now homeless children. And that's really tragic, and all it is a green arrow up. We've got huge food prices. We've got huge problems in monetary policy. We've got very little liquidity in the system, very little stability in the system. Our healthcare system, I mean, I could go on and on about this. There isn't anything that's changed, and we need to be careful. And I'm asking you this, between June and July, we saw the largest jump in inflation in 17 years. Where is the cause for celebration is what I'm asking you. And the CPI, the government's measure of inflation, jumped from 5% to 5.6%, huge jump. And the basis of that, I don't know if you remember, but I remember 20% prime interest rates. I remember waiting online for gas for 6 to 8 hours, odd even days. So this is what we're seeing now is the beginning of inflation. I'm not suggesting we're going back to where we were, in the late 70s, early 80s, but we're certainly going to have higher costs. We're going to have higher inflation. And so I've got an idea for you, and this is something that would be important for you to listen to. This is a CD. We offer principal-protected investments exclusively on this show. Mutual funds are expensive. They're not, they're not the best and most effective way for you to invest. There's a long explanation to that, and basically that's the way that the investment community survives on fees for their investment management. So this is a CD. Tied, it's called the CPI floating rate CD. The base rate is tied to CPI, which is 5.6% right now. And what you get is a bonus on top of CPI of anywhere from 1.2 to 1.4%, sometimes 1%. So what you're winding up with is close to a 7% rate on a CD right now, guarantee of principal, FDIC insured, just like the CDs that you find at the bank. And they will float and adjust monthly. So as CPI goes up or down, you will get that rate plus 1 to 1.4% on top. So right now, if you're interested in a in something that will allow you to keep pace with inflation, will give you the same guarantee that your bank CD will, which is the security of FDIC insurance, safety, security, and a competitive rate of return. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about CPI floating rate CDs right now. If you want information on it, you call the office, 800-682-0286. 800-682-0286. Now, these are not investment ideas, and this is not a traditional investment show. This is a show about protection for people. That's the most important thing for us, is not, that we are leading the market upward, because that really doesn't mean anything. The truth of the matter is people haven't made money in the stock market since in the last 8 years, because we've had, you know, peaks and valleys. I don't know that you can live with peaks and valleys, and your money is too important and too hard earned. We're interested in principal protection, so we do things like the climate change CD invested. Then the underlying investment is in everything that we're going to need to turn climate change around. So we're going to hear the interview in just a minute with Martin Smith from Just Means. And this is the next generation of what we should be looking at for our jobs, for the kinds of careers that we need for the future. We need to become more serious people. And this is the kind of connection that we can make on a site like that. So coming up right now is Just Means and Martin Smith, and we will be back with more of The Money Message. You took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. Imagine you listen to the weather forecast and they tell you that the sun is shining and there's not a cloud in the sky and it's clear and you don't need an umbrella, you don't need a raincoat, and then you walk outside. That's right. You walk outside and you get soaking wet. And you listen to the same report day after day, and you get soaked day after day after day. But you keep listening, and you keep hoping that the sun will be shining. This is Mark Sussman of The Money Message. It's time for you to find out about market index-linked CDs, FDIC-insured when held to maturity, but offer the potential for market returns. Call the Sussman Group at 800-682-0286. That's the Sussman Group, 800-682-0286.
Securities offered through Financial West Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial West Group and Sussman Group are unaffiliated entities. Office of Supervisory Jurisdiction, 167 Exeter Road, Suite 1, Newfield, New Hampshire, 03856.
My name is Marcus Mann, and the name of the show is The Message. That's right. The message is that we know corporate America and in our personal lives, everything needs to change. We need to reinvent ourselves. We need to reinvent the way that we do business. And every business is going about doing that. It's the greening of America and the social uplifting of America. Everything is happening, isn't it, Max?
Yes, the uplifting of America.
Oh, yes.
All we need is the right people in the right places.
Well, we've got some of the right people right here. We've got Martin Smith, and he is the CEO of something called Just Means. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Just Means, I've been contributing to Just Means in my small way, trying to contribute some meaningful commentary periodically. And it's really encouraging to see how many people out there are doing that. There must be tens of thousands of blogs. I'm not suggesting there is they're as meaningful as what you guys are doing. But there's so much stuff out there, and this is just momentum, and it's terrific.
Yep. I mean, I think that there's a sea change right now in the attitude towards socially responsible business that's really being pushed by Generation Y on the one hand, where you've got kind of the millennials up and coming, and also baby boomers that have been creating value in a traditional sense for the majority of their lives and are now looking to get involved with, you know, meaningful organizations and do meaningful work. So I think that trend's only going to continue.
Wow. And you need to retrain generation. What generation are we? A? Or were we? I think we were
we're
before boomers, there was an alphabet.
And then we have boomlets.
Yeah.
And then there's millennials and X's and Y's.
Wow.
I'm losing
a millennial.
Track.
Anyway, Just Means is a wonderful effort to pull people together in a way to try to figure out. I mean, people are going to try to figure out what it is that they want to do in the future. I went through this. I didn't want to be in financial services at all. I found a way to try to make the world a better place through social investment. And hopefully we won't have to call it social investment
right
for too long. So tell me what the basic principles of Just Means. What are you trying to actually accomplish?
Well, I think that we're trying to get people to think about what they're doing, you know, in the United States, 40 to 60 hours a week, you know, with their full-time job and how they are, you know, we often talk about volunteering on the weekends or buying, you know, green products, but ultimately your biggest, the biggest way that you have an impact on society is what you do with your work. And I think we're more, you know, I think for a long period of time, it was hard to both make money and really believe in the work you are doing. And I think that's becoming more and more common. So that is really one of the key goals behind Just Means is helping people create just means of living. So
that's all there is. I mean, I spend so much time. I don't suggest anybody should spend as much time working as I do. But that's all that you have is what you leave behind, what you do every day. And it's so much a part of your self-esteem. It's so much a part of just how you feel about yourself and how you treat your family, you know, what you feel like when you go home. It's incredible. And so this is sort of like it's described as, you know, one of the other LinkedIn, whatever, you know, networking sites with a purpose. This is a purpose-driven site.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's LinkedIn meets, you know, Business Wire almost for social responsibility with the mindset that if you want to change organizations, organizations are composed of people. And if you get right. people thinking about value differently and how they are creating value with their own work, you're ultimately going to change the organizations that shape our society. So it's very much a, you know, I think there's elements of social networking in it, but it goes beyond that. It's really about having a conversations around social responsibility and what it means to have a socially responsible career.
So if I wanted to, you know, use Just Means to find people in various component parts, I need a really good website designer who wants to, you know, doesn't mind getting emails at 3:30 in the morning, you know, or, you know, the kind of people who will basically, this is how they live their life. This is how they devote their life to try to spread the word of the not only the environmental issue, but the issue of how much we are about ourselves, how much we are about money, how much we're not about trying to leave this place a better place when we go. How would I go about doing it?
Well, I mean, we work with a wide variety of organizations, so you could do it as an individual and just go on the site and network with people. Or you could do it as a company, and as a company, you kind of have access to a whole slew of information. I mean, it's like LinkedIn. I mean, in a sense, what we're trying to build is almost like a trading floor for social responsibility.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great idea. We have various people who we've interviewed and that we're not really networking with, but that we support. You know, that we know that this is moving in the right direction. So we would love for people to find you through our website, and we get some traffic. I think there's 4 guys in Wisconsin, and then 3 in Albuquerque, and
two in Minneapolis.
No, not in Minneapolis. No, you know, I get amazing phone calls from all over the country. There's amazing people out there that are doing stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm going to plug you into some of them. There's one guy who has an idea to expand on Kennedy's. John F. Kennedy's program, which was the Peace Corps, and developed like 15, a menu of like 15 different things that people must, not should or could, must do when they get out of college.
Is that Dwayne Hunt?
Dwayne Hunt, to do 2 years of service. You know, it's interesting, but when I think of the training that I got, and maybe this was not good training, but when I started, I just had a lot of different jobs. I knocked around. I did a lot of different things. People coming out of school need some level, I believe, not only because of school, because of media, because of what they're exposed to, they need some level of retraining. Because their priorities, I think they'd be better candidates for Just Means if they had that kind of retraining. And maybe I'm selling the system short. Maybe kids coming out of school now are in better shape than we were, Max, because, we were those Mongol hordes, on horses coming out of college. You're listening to The Message, and we will be back in just a minute.
Mark Twain once said, "Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it." Today, the weather is a real challenge, but there's a way to invest safely and securely in a climate change CD. The Sussman Group offers a certificate of deposit, FDIC-insured guarantee of principal and held to maturity that invests in clean energy, energy efficiency, water waste, and pollution control. Call the Sussman Group, 800-682-0286. The Sussman Group, celebrating its 15th year as responsible investment specialists, understanding the problems, investing in solutions. Call the Sussman Group, 800-682-0286. It's safety, it's security, it's just common sense. The Sussman Group, 800-682-0286.
Securities offered through Financial West Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial West Group and Sussman Group are unaffiliated entities. Office of Supervisory Jurisdiction, 167 Exeter Road, Suite 1, Newview, New Hampshire, 03856.
The name of the show is The Message. My name is Marcus Mann. I filed my legal application last night. Mom and Dad, I really love you. I promise I love you. But, this is this is the next generation in my life, the move on up.
Just move on up toward your destination.
All righty. And so we are with what is your name? Martin Smith? Martin Smith.
Yeah.
What was your name, real name, before you came to Just Means? Come on, Martin Smith.
What do you mean? What is my real name?
Real name. Martin Smith is an agent.
My dad's name is Smith.
Agent. You work for the agency, am I wrong?
Oh, okay. Very much so. It's good for social media, though. It makes me anonymous. You search Martin Smith. You're not going to find anything out there.
That's what I mean. That's why I got to go with the Underground Railroad. All right. So you've got something. Okay. You've got something called, so it's called All Things Reconsidered, and that I contribute to that periodically.
Yep.
When Zach Lane reminds me, and then I just I go ahead and I write something. But what's the purpose of that particular section?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the idea behind All Things Reconsidered is pretty much the name. It's rethinking everything that we've created thus far, whether it's products or services or organizations. I mean, what we're doing is we're building a massive group of talented writers and bloggers that are going to showcase the individuals and organizations that are shaping kind of a more sustainable future. And then, well, that content will not only sit on Just Means, but it'll be on different channels. You'll be able to get it wherever you want. So the idea is really building from the ground up a channel focused on intelligent conversation around what does it mean to be socially responsible, and what does a socially responsible organization look like? What does a socially responsible person look like? And how do you get to that place?
That's great. That's great. This is exciting. It really is exciting. Yeah. So what kind of feedback have you gotten so far?
I mean, it's been pretty positive. I mean, we've got everything from interesting individuals signing up to Fortune 100 companies signing up to the site. So we've got a long way to go. But in the past year, the site's now one of the top 100,000 websites. We're trying to get to kind of one of the top 10,000 websites by the end of the year, which no one in the social responsibility or the green space has really done. So, I mean, we're trying to make the concept of sustainability palatable to the average person and make people understand that they have a vested interest in thinking about and creating sustainable choices.
So at this point, next stage for Just Means, what is your plan on growing, developing, including other things? How are you trying to grow this?
So, I mean, we're really focused on three things right now. We're trying to make the message global. So we're doing a lot more work in Europe and Asia and bringing on partners and contributing writers and organizations from around the world. The second is making, getting the message on a variety of platforms. So if you put out information on Just Means, you should be able to view it on Facebook. You should be able to view it on Open Social, on iGoogle, on all the different ways that you can get information online. So that's another focus for us right now. And then the third focus is just getting more and more organizations to use the platform to communicate their social and environmental initiatives and have a dialogue around what they're doing. Because in our viewpoint, the more you talk about these issues, even if there's conflicting ideas, the more you're going to make progress towards finding solutions to some challenging problems.
The question that I want to ask you is, you started this out with $1,000, and then you went to Atlantic City, and then just got lucky.
Right. I worked on an organization before this that I got a grant from the University of Chicago. Which
the name of that?
The grant?
No, the name of the...
Oh, Starting Block. The grant was to work for a nonprofit organization, and they didn't know that I was working for my own nonprofit organization. But so they gave us $1,000, me and my co-founder, who is from Northwestern, and we worked on developing almost like a leadership program for people 20 to 28 years of age to go to top business schools and learn about socially responsible business and the way that both nonprofits and for-profits were creating sustainable models for change. And
ooh, do I have somebody for you.
So how would a college student getting out, wanting to find a job, wanting to do good, not quite exactly sure what area you're going to go through, if they went on to Just Means, what would that get them? Would it put them in contact? Would it...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's two things. You're going to see a lot of job opportunities at any time. There's thousands of jobs on the site that you just don't see on other sites. And people think of a socially responsible career as working in the nonprofit sector. That's not what we're saying. I mean, 60% of our jobs are in the private sector. And so I think, everything from clean technology to microfinance to entrepreneurial nonprofit organizations that are, really creating solutions to, entrenched societal problems. You'll find all those types of opportunities on the site. And I think the difference between Just Means and other sites is, where we start is what is your skill set? And, how can you put that skill set to work? Yeah, you want to change the world, but, so does everyone. So, I mean, this is a way of putting your skill set to work.
All right. Max asked, if you were a college student, how would you go about maybe trying to use this as an alternative to a Craigslist or something like that?
Right now, most college students use MonsterTrack, and you go on there and you've got, investment banking jobs, management consulting jobs, and then nonprofit jobs. And I think what we're trying to get at is you've got a slew of opportunities in the middle of those kind of extremes where you can find... they're not going to be the most competitive salaries. They're not going to be, you're not going to be doing kind of 100% mission work. It's trying to find a balance between making a living and doing something that you believe in.
I could give you a list and contact people that would keep you busy for the next 6 months, I guarantee you.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. There's a guide called Greenopia. There's the Flock Gecko. There's the... all of the different organizations. There's Zipcar. I don't know if you know Zipcar.
Zipcar was one of the, when I was working on that other organization, Starting Block, they were a tremendous supporter. I was sleeping in a Zipcar for that first year.
Yeah.
So. They gave us a lot of food.
Do they have big enough cars to sleep in, or were you smaller
than
them?
They don't. We would drive around to college campuses recruiting people to go through the program.
Did they know that you were sleeping in?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, Zip Car.
Is that Zip Car that?
Alert Zip Car. People are using your cars as hotels.
That was back in the day, though. That was,
a Zip Car is bigger than a studio apartment in Manhattan, though. Do you have a lot of competition out there for the kind of thing you're doing?
We don't, but we will. I think there's a huge market. I mean, companies and organizations will spend $3 billion in 2010 just trying to communicate what they're doing in this market space. And so I think they're going to be looking for channels to do that. And I think on the individual side, more and more people are waking up to, you know, making money and having that as my sole focus and right. having success defined by my paycheck is not making me happy. So I don't think people are going to give up making money, but I think they're going to be looking for other things. And so they're going to be looking for a community of people that are thinking about these things.
You're also looking for contributions from people who write and, you know.
Not monetary. I mean, we're a for-profit company, but we're looking for interesting people that want to share their voice on the kind of ideas, people, organizations, collaborations that are shaping a more sustainable world.
So if I wasn't the celebrity that I am, I would have paid to get onto to Just Means. How much does it actually cost?
For companies, I mean, it costs anywhere from a nonprofit, you know, if they want to have a profile on the site is $100 a month to for-profits $1,000 a month, mm-hmm. depending on the revenue and size. And, you know, they get pretty much unlimited recruiting. And I mean, it's like Monster meets Business Wire, monster.com meets businesswire.com. So it's like you can put out press releases and videos on what you're doing. The idea is you use your message to have a conversation around what you're doing.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing.
What's
really
your website so people can get on?
Justmeans.com.
You're listening to The Message. My name is Marcus Mann. This has been an experience being with Martin Smith, a.k.a. we don't know. But his organization is Just Means. He's on his way to London to spread the word of Just Means. It is the next generation of social networking. You're listening to The Message, and we will be back in just a minute. That you don't know what you got till it's gone. Baby, if I could change the world. Yes, Mr. Clapton. If we could change the world. Yes, we can change the world. And you're listening to The Message. My name is Marcus, and just want to give you a little bulletin board, a little update on what's going on with the show, with me. Some very exciting stuff. First of all, next week I am going out to the Fighting Bob Fest, which is something that I've learned about recently. It is one of the most progressive get-togethers of the year. People that I'm going to be interviewing out there, amazingly, are people like Phil Donahue, whose legendary talk show sort of like set the table for a lot of people who came after him. Jim Hightower, who a lot of people out there know and appreciate and love, had an opportunity to meet him on the Air America cruise, and he is fabulous. And the Raging Grannies, among many others. It's going to be an event. I will be at the booth with the 92.1, the Mike, who I have grown to love, and Lee Raymond's morning show. I appear weekly on that show. And, you know, it's Madison has, for some reason or other, adopted my show, and I'm very grateful for it. So we're going to be out there next week for 4 days, including Saturday, the 6th of September, which is the event itself. And it is called the Fighting Bob Fest. If you go to Google Bob Fest, you'll find out all about it. It's terrific, and it happens every year. It's one of the biggest events of the year in the progressive community. On October 25th, I will be in Kernville, California, for the 3rd annual Progressive Freedom Festival. I met Holly and Bob Gross on the cruise. There will be on the Air America cruise. There will be many people there, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. And I'm going to make a presentation, perhaps not for the first time, but many of you have heard that starting the beginning of October, I'm going down to Nashville to be trained to give a presentation that comes out of the movie An Inconvenient Truth. And Al Gore has been traveling and making this presentation for decades. And the impact of this, you know, who can say what the real impact of this was? It's sort of like everything happened at the same time. Katrina, the movie, the change in climate, everything has changed our awareness, and we're really moving forward very rapidly. I'm very excited about having this opportunity to work with the organization, and I'm grateful. This show has been a leap of faith. I really didn't have a clue as to what I was doing when I first started, and in spite of that, it has moved in a certain direction, and I'm grateful. I'm really grateful. I get amazing calls. I can tell you stories about people that are doing things out there that would make you so encouraged about the future. And so, you know, that's a little bit of a bulletin board update as to what's happening with the show and with me. It's expanding, it's growing, and
the number is
866-652-5790. Again, 866-652-5790. It's very possible that I will be manning the phones and I will just pick up and talk to you. This is a line that we are going to be recording our listeners. They can call, ask us questions about their personal information, you know, the personal problems that they've got, that they have, and their issues. And we will record them, edit them, and it's very possible that we'll use them on the show with your approval. Again, so it's 866-652-5790. That is the Marcus Message hotline for people out there to call, get information, discuss, talk about issues. And there's nothing more fun about this than talking to the progressive, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people who are out there listening to the show. Again, 866-652-5790. Feel free to pick it up. Now, if I don't answer the phone, leave a message, talk a little bit about what it is that you want to discuss, the problem that you're having, the issue, the decision that you have to make. There's a lot of them out there. We're having a lot of financial difficulty. We want to share those issues with the rest of America. So, again, 866-652-5790. All right, so let me tell you a little bit about the climate change CD. This is a CD that was developed and a concept that was developed by HSBC. They've done a wonderful job, and they have a climate change guide that describes how they went about doing this. The CD is FDIC insured. It's guarantee of principal, just like any other CD. You need to understand it because you've never heard of anything like this before. Growth potential and a guarantee of principal. You cannot lose money when the CD is held to maturity. So the climate change guide describes how they've gone about doing this. And basically, it's three parts: low carbon energy production, solar, wind, biomass, all of the renewable energies. That's one part of it. The second part of it is energy efficiency, energy conservation and management, fuel efficient autos, fuel cells, power storage. Third part of it is water, waste, and pollution control. So these companies, this is about 40 companies in the portfolio, are the leaders in trying to turn this around. And so you have this portfolio and FDIC insurance around it, so that at maturity you cannot lose money. And there are no internal expenses, no management fees. It is an excellent opportunity. It's primarily for retirement plans. So if you have an IRA and you're very concerned about the mutual funds, you've taken a hit, you've seen the volatility, you haven't really made money in 7 or 8 years, you believe that in the future, these companies, these energy pioneers will be the people who will be successful, and you want to invest in the future for more than just your own benefit, then you'd be interested in the climate change CD. So you can get on the website, you can find out about it. I'll take the time to explain it to you. Read some of the material. I'm sure you'll be interested. Each month, HSBC comes out with the same product, and you can make additional investments. So we manage accounts. We manage investment accounts safely. We manage them conservatively. We're not interested in leading the pack up, and we certainly want to trail the pack on the way down. And that's the message of this show. I'm a certified financial planner. I don't talk about it a lot. I've had a lot of experience, and I know at what point in time certain things are going to happen. As a matter of fact, right now, when you go to the bank and you renew your CD, in all likelihood, you're going to wind up sitting at somebody's desk. They're going to try to explain something to you. And the, you know, a danger, a white flag, some kind of flag should go up. And you should be very concerned about why you came in to renew your CD. And all of a sudden, you're sitting at somebody's desk. That's what's important. What's important is that you know how to advocate for yourself. Use this show as an opportunity to bounce ideas off of me. Because I'm less interested in you opening an account with me than I am in you doing what's right for yourself. And many people are investing in things that they don't understand. That's the key, that you must understand what you're doing. And annuities are something that's going to be very popular now. Rates have gone up, so fixed annuities are going to be sold. Variable annuities are going to be sold. You own annuities right now, and you don't understand them. You don't know what the provisions are and what the benefits and drawbacks are. We're going to do a lot of work in that area, analyzing annuities and making sure that you understand the features, the benefits, the drawbacks, so that you can make an educated decision. That's what this is about. We'll hold seminars. We'll do televised and telecommunications, video conference type events where people can tune in and they can ask questions and they can talk to us. With modern technology, a lot is possible. You can actually look at me in New York City sitting at my desk from your computer. On back next week on the Air America Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to Mark Sussman's Money Message. Please visit us on the web at www.marksussman.com. That's www.marksussman.com. Or call 7 days a week at 1-800-682-0286. 1-800-682-0286 for answers to all your financial questions. This year.